Last year, when we were just about to progress the community element along with the urban villages funding, a private developer had come in and bought the site, the whole site. So that, in a way, has delayed the plans in terms of moving forward. Now, we were very lucky in the local community that the person who has bought it is local, and he wants to see it redeveloped with the same mix that the community had expressed they wanted, which was private, community-based and social housing. So obviously there's a mix now of private money and public money, and there's just been delays in terms of coming to an agreement around the cost and how it's going to be split up and how it's going to move forward. Obviously, in terms of public funding, there's procurement processes and all of that. So it has taken a while, but hopefully within the next couple of months, we will see all of that finalised.
You've been speaking to all the interested people involved, both on the private side and the public side. Do you believe there is a meeting of minds here and the will is there to see this go forward?
Yes, I do believe there's very good people involved within the project and on all sides, which heartens me. The two meetings that I had this week were very positive. Everyone agreed we're all on the same page. What I just need now is meet people to make this their priority, progress it as quickly as they can to get it to the stage where we can come out to the community, again, show the designs and get the site demolished and redeveloped as soon as possible.